ELDs, and so much more. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Almost exactly 1 year ago, I did a story about the electronic logging device rule. Truckers hauling livestock had received a 90-day waiver from the federal government's new rule. But the trucking industry was hoping for a long-term solution to the problem. The rule went into effect for most operators, but the U.S. Department of Transportation delayed the regulation for trucks transporting livestock until mid-March of 2018. Recently, the U.S. Department of Transportation officially suspended the requirement that livestock haulers use ELDs in their trucks. And while this is welcome news from the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, there's still uncertainty for drivers. Steve Hilker, chairman of the Transportation Committee for U.S. Cattlemen's Association and owner of Hilker Trucking, says they've been to Washington 3 times this year to educate elected officials and FMCSA on why ELD would not work in livestock transportation. Hilker says they have also had to deal with contentions from the American Trucking Association.
And they ran on a couple of coalition calls that I was a part of, and they said they would not fight against us as far as getting exemptions for livestock haulers. Since then, they have come out and they have worked against it. To me, my opinion, it's more about control. They don't want anybody getting exemptions, because if that group gets one, then who's next? So then they just feel like nobody should get them.
Livestock haulers transport everything from cattle to honeybees and live fish.
This is David Sparks. Visit our website, aginfo.net.